Afternoon. What can I do for you?
That's good.
Which injured guy do you want to start with? Yeah, he didn't work. We thought he would, but he didn't.
Is that his shoulder or is this still the concussion?
I think it's the concussion.
Are you close to having to shut him down?
All I know is that he didn't work today. So.
Was the expectation coming into this week that you would have a chance to get him back?
You knew it. You asked me that the other day. Yeah, it was a chance that he was going to practice and play. That's what we thought. He's in the third week.
How did he look yesterday?
He seemed to be okay, and then, he gets symptoms.
How tricky is this injury? I mean, you've had a couple guys stay in games. It seems like it's something that seems to be really hard for you guys or everybody really to manage these kind of injuries.
Why? What are you talking about? Manage them. If a guy gets it in the game, he's out. I mean, you have all kinds of medical people there. They make the call. And if they have any symptom whatsoever, out they come.
I'm talking about it just seems like such a hard thing to even recognize. I mean, there was a guy like Jaquan played three quarters in there. I mean, there was no symptoms, but that's what I'm saying. It seems like a tough thing for teams to be able to.
Not a tough thing. If the player has any kind of a symptom, if there's any kind of contact helmet to helmet, they're right there with them. The doctors are there. They ask them their protocol questions. If the player has any kind of an issue, he's taken out of the game. If he doesn't, then he's allowed to play.
Is there still a reliance on the player reporting the symptoms?
Not necessarily. No, that's why they're all watching the field, and there are medical people watching the field too. They're watching it from the league office even.
How long does he have to be symptom-free before he can even?
He's got to pass the protocol.
Tom, if Rashard can't go, would Darkwood be the second back behind?
Yes.
Is he an ankle sprain? Is that
Rashard?
The problem?
Yes.
Yeah.
He hasn't carried the ball for you, obviously.
No, but he's done a nice job. He's been good on special teams. He's impressed everybody how fast he's picked things up.
Cullen can go. Does he play some end position?
Cullen?
Yeah.
He will play, yes, all over the place. I'm hoping he can go. Thanks for asking.
Sorry. You obviously haven't had many seasons like this, but I'm sure you've seen other losing teams where their locker room will disintegrate and there's a lot of sniping among players. That hasn't happened with your team yet. What does that say about your locker room?
I don't expect it to happen at all. I think our players are solidly in support of each other and of what they're trying to accomplish. And that's the furthest thing from anybody's that I can tell. The guys are very good about supporting each other, sticking together, and the team concept is the key.
They've said they've talked about it amongst themselves. Is that something that you had to address with them and say, look?
Oh, I'll talk about it all the time, certainly.
What kind of things can you
take pride in?
Excuse me?
Is that something you take pride in?
I do, yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy.
What kind of thing as a coach can you do to sort of make it, stay together and even when
Talk,
you go through a time
speak,
like this?
Speak, communicate, teach. That's what you do, no matter what the capacity is, no matter what the issue is.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Larry Donnell talked about how his health is something he's got to be careful with these getting up in the air kind of things. How do you help a guy get past that or not, how can a guy like that not put himself
talk
in those positions?
Talk about it, try to show him examples of people who are in similar situations that may have turned or rolled or did something a little bit different rather than end up in the air on their way down. I mean, that's basically what it is. I talked about it in front of the team the other day, about how I was concerned about it.
You have those in mind? Like you spot guys that do it right and show it to him?
Yeah, but the big man, the tall man at that position has some issues with it and got to fight his way through it. It takes almost the perfect kind of hit in order to put him in that position. Normally it's not the case,
Is there anyone?
Yeah, who specifically do you look at?
You have to find examples of it. There's no one person. I mean, you just talk about the proper way that you would want him to tuck and roll and those kind of things to make sure that he doesn't get in that position.